causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
So let's do this thing now. It's been 10 years. It's been 10 years, right? Go on, get it in some of y'all head how you think, because you think like this. So we see here, 86 years old. Someone say 86. God bless all of our seniors. We got some wonderful senior citizens. But at 86, they will be the first to tell you they're not 20 years old. Life has changed. Even at 40, 50, things change, right? So I want you to picture this, because God gave them a promise. And by all measure, it seems like it's delayed. Lord, you gave me a promise. It got to happen by Monday. Yes, they shut my lights off. How you know? God can work in all kind of ways to keep your lights on a little while. The man, God can take you out of the computer. And the next door neighbor, you see him pull up, you see FPL pull up, and yo, Lord. And they go to your next door neighbor. And you ain't even in the computer yet. Now don't try that. Don't, I ain't paying no bill. Pay your bills. Because you might be in the computer. You understand? But folks don't even think. They're so carnal in their mind. They forget the equalizer. They forget the one that makes us special. They forget the one that can do things that nobody else can do and nobody can explain. You forget that he's for you, operating through you. And what won't he do for you? Some of us have experienced things down through the years that God did for us, nobody could do for us. Yes. We couldn't do for ourselves. Yes. Saved our life. Yes. Spared us from something. Yes. Delivered us out of something. Yes. Nobody could have done it but God. Yes. He's the same God today as he was yesterday, and he will be forever. And he's still on your side. You're on his side. He's still fighting our battles. He's still making a way. So delay does not mean deny. There's a delay, God's doing something. Tell somebody to keep listening for God's voice. Do you know the Lord will not allow you to be devoured? Because his compassions are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness to you. Great is his faithfulness to you. Listen to me closely here. He sends you out like a sheep among wolves. Tell somebody, don't be scared. Our initial reaction, you're a sheep, you'd be scared. You'd be fearful. Wolves. Wolves are the animals that kill more than they eat. They're bloodthirsty. They will devour. They'll leave stuff. They're wolves. The Lord talks about wolves in sheep's clothing. They want to devour. But he says, I send you forth as a sheep among wolves. Not wolf, but wolves. This is God's way to bring salvation to the lost. One of the ways. How? You tell somebody, I carry a DNA. Jesus carried a DNA. Wherever his blood was shed, things changed. We talked about the blood when he sweat blood from his forehead. Remember?
Yes.
It covered the brain. In other words, it mingled with the sweat. The curse that was spoken by God the Father over the planet was that man, by the sweat of his brow, would eat bread. But see, Jesus broke that curse. Blood was mingled with the sweat. Whatever the blood touches, it sanctifies. Jesus told his disciples, take my yoke on you. Learn of me. I am meek and lowly in heart. You shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy. Come on, tell somebody, his yoke is easy. He broke that, wherever the blood touched. So when a wolf comes to bite you, tell somebody, let him bite. Don't hit him in the eye. Yeah, that's the first law of the natural man. Fight or flight. Tell somebody, let him bite. Why? You know what? When he bites you, there's a DNA in you. There's a DNA in your blood. See, sometimes you got to be, the Lord tells us, even among us in Galatians, he said, if you bite and devour one another, make sure that you are not consumed one of another. Yeah, saints that bite and devour. The Lord said, be sure you're not consumed. You don't become offended. You don't get bitter in those things. Don't be consumed. But when that wolf bites, a DNA goes, the blood goes into, not the blood of a goat or just a lamb, but the blood of Jesus. So now he got a dilemma. He done tasted something. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. He done tasted something. All of a sudden, things start to happen. See, this is what Jesus came and took it all. All the stripes and everything so that his blood could be shed. When we take up our cross like that and go as a sheep among wolves, and we're not afraid because they can't, listen, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. But when they bite, there's something passed on to them. Now, and because of that, God has to deal with them. Touch not mine anointed. Do my prophets no harm. When they do that, and see, that's why God sometimes suffers that, allows that for somebody to cross the line on you. Don't try to defend yourself. You got a lot of saints, I know it has a place, going to court with one another, against each other, just suing each other, all this stuff. But that's not what the Bible teaches us, really, to be honest. But you see, when they do that, now they're put in a place where God's going to bring them to a place of choice. When Jesus was reviled, he didn't revile again. When he was threatened, he didn't threaten back. But he committed himself to him that judges righteously. Amen? In Isaiah 55, Isaiah 55, verse 11 and 12. Tell somebody, the promise shall be accomplished. How do we know we have the word of God? In Isaiah 55, verse 11 and 12, so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. For you shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The very mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Now here we are, 10 years had passed, and they knew they made a mistake with Ishmael. What we need to understand, when they made that mistake, Abram was 86. God stopped talking to him. When they decided, okay, we're going to do this thing ourselves. Abe, just go in under Hagar. We'll raise up the seed like that. You see, sometimes there's delay, not denial, but delay, because God knows you will try over and over and over to do it yourself. All I see is here. I hear ums and just you know. Is it true? It is true, right? We all have been there. You're trying to do it yourself and do it yourself and do it yourself. God said, my word won't return unto me void. It will accomplish what I sent it to accomplish and prosper in what I sent it to prosper in. Well, right away, somebody wants to work it out themselves. So they find Hagar and they birth an Ishmael. Abram was 86. God didn't speak to him for 13 years. Uh-oh, somebody say delay.
Delay.
But not denied.
Not denied.
It was 10 years in Canaan. Tack on another 13 years for the trying to work it out themselves, the disobedience, the birthing of the Ishmael. And you got what? 23 years? Is it 23 years? 23 years. Somebody say delay.
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 But not denied.
Not denied.
I'm sure like some of you here, I'm of the persuasion God purposes to delay things at different times. You don't see the full picture. That's why you got to be governed by the clock on the inside.
Amen.
The one that's connected to eternity.
Yes.
And you can say, I don't understand how this works, but I got a feeling on the inside. God's not through yet.
Amen.
God's doing something.
Amen.
God's working something.
Amen.
See, instead of just what you see with your eyes and hear with your ears, understand, there's a clock on the inside. There's a witness. Huh? How do we know Jesus lived? There's a witness. I ain't got no witness of Muhammad resurrected or Buddha. I do have a witness of Christ. And there's a fruit of it. There's a changed life. So 10 years had passed, then another 13 years. There were 23 years had passed. Their carnal nature had tried to work it out. God gave them ample time to humble themselves and realize, you know what? I can't do this myself. The sooner you realize what God has called you to is bigger than you, bigger than your innovation, bigger than what you can fathom, bigger than what you can do, larger than your pocketbook or your bank account. Hello. I'm talking about what God has called you to.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Are you self-employed and looking to purchase a home? If you have been in the same business for the last 2 years with at least 50% ownership, we can help you get into your new home. Reach us at treasurecoastrealtygroup.com or 772-510-6801. We're here to help.
Remember me in a Bible cracked and faded by the years.